long, long time. I really ran from truth and he changed my mind.
Why can't we repair? Why can't we repair? Why can't we repair? Why can't we repair?
I seen you talking how no signs you found. I call you bluff, you did not look around.
Why can't we repair? Why can't we repair? Why can't we repair? Why can't we repair?
I pray now, honey, to the Lord divine. If he can spare the minutes, can we try?
Why can't we repair? Why can't we repair?
Your sin like Adam and Eve. To God, what we did isn't hard to see.
Why can't we repent?
I kinda like to see a precedent.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible shows you how someone repents. But yet I know when I've not been too bright.
Why can't we repent? Why can't we repent? Why can't we repent? Why can't we repent?
I don't do works before I seek God's face. He wouldn't have me if it's not by grace.
Why can't we repent?
Yeah!
Apologetics with an X, starting off today's show with new parodies from the band. I'm Jerry Q, and Jay, the lead singer lyricist, is with me each week on this one-of-a-kind show to keep you rocking.
Yep, it's great to be back with you, Jerry. I had a little bit of time off there playing reruns, but this is all new stuff for you folks. Well, not all the songs are new, but it's an all-new show, and it's great to be back with Jerry and back with you listeners. We start out today with two new ones. One was a parody of Why Can't We Be Friends by War, a number six hit for them in, I think, 1975 or 76, 75. And ours is called Why Can't We Repent? And then we have a song that was a number four hit for Mr. Eddie Money in 1986. And the song was called Take Me Home Tonight with Ronnie Spector on female vocals. And ours is called Take These Scrolls and Write. And that's with my daughter Jana on female vocals. And it's about Jeremiah and his secretary, a guy named Baruch. Coming up next, we have parodies of Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, Help Me Rhonda by the Beach Boys, and Secret Agent Man by Johnny Rivers. And they're redone as Armageddon Valley Someday, Help Me Rhoda. Rhoda's a lady in the book of Acts chapter 12, and Revelation Man, which is about the Antichrist or the Beast.
The global clock moves down to zero while the arm is marching along. They surround the Israel's weakened sides and just stay about to throw their bombs. Soldiers of the tomb. They met the beast who can't believe he got defeated there so soon. In Armageddon Valley someday, fiercest battle in the land. Bible explains about a war like this and the sin. Souls, they're looking forward to the sea. Armageddon Day, it ain't so far away. You need to change your loyalty. Da 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 da. Da 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 da
Well, since you let me out, I've been out knocking on your door. Come open it up, 'cause I'm the one that you've been praying for. Rodeo looks surprised, but you didn't let me come inside. You gotta help me, Rhoda, help me get inside of the house. Help me, Rhoda, help me, Rhoda. 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 Help me, Rhoda, yeah. Get inside of the house.
Well, we hope you'll tell your friends about Apologetics with an X. We're here each week on your source for audio, your favorite radio station, or streaming from your favorite archive at angel95fm.com. That's our flagship station. We're in Manhattan, Kansas, but heard around the world.
Yes, around the world. We have a shirt somewhere. We live near Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and apologize from Pittsburgh. I grew up in Greensburg, which is the next town over from Latrobe, and that's the home of Mr. Rogers and Arnold Palmer, the golfer. And that's where I was living when I became a born-again Christian. Anyway, the reason why I bring that up is because Jerry's talking about all around the world, and I have a friend who used to say, apologetics, known around the world and in parts of Latrobe. So we have a shirt out there that says, apologetics, known around the globe and in parts of Latrobe. Anyway, we're going to start this next song, this next set with a parody of Bohemian Rhapsody, a song by a group called Queen. For those of you who've been living in a hole for the last 50 years, and ours is called Bethlehemian Rhapsody. And it's not about the Nativity. It's actually about David, who was from Bethlehem and 1,000 years before the Nativity scene came around. Then we have Won't Get Born Again, a parody of Won't Get Fooled Again. Jerry's on a Revelation kick today because that one's about the book of Revelation too. So was Armageddon Someday. I don't even know if Jerry was doing that deliberately. That's the third song we have about the book of Revelation today set. Then we have Let It Ride by BTO, redone as Get a Bite. And that's Peter talking about when Jesus called him to be a fisherman. And then finally, we have a Stevie Wonder song, a number one hit called Superstition. And that's from 1973. Our parody is called Superficial. It deals with the things that the Pharisees did as legalism.
Is this a real guy? Is he just fantasy? Cause of his grand size, no one's safe from fatality. Open your eyes, look up at Goliath and see. I'm dressed for war, boys. I need no infantry. Cause I'll meet the one you propose, Israelites. Pick my foe, and leeway I'll win, so doesn't really matter to me, to me. Mama, there's still no man who can come against this threat. Mama, Goliath is testing us, and now he's gonna know we're all afraid. Mama, ooh,
see a little silly shepherd, not a man. What are you trying to prove? You'll be chewed up and mangled.
Send the boy to bite me, very, very tiny please.
Galileo, 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 that will be galore.
I'll kick your butt.
I trust the Lord, but nobody trusts me.
He trusts the Lord, but something's wrong inside of deep. There in the blind, gets his monstrosity.
Evil comes, evil goes, you will get deposed.
I will not now, I will not get deposed.
Yes, your way.
I will not get deposed.
Yes, your way.
I will not get deposed.
Yes, your way.
Will not get deposed.
Yes, your way.
Will not get deposed.
Your head will roll.
The angels do you want me? Beelzebub and his devil's gonna fight for me, for me,
for me. So you think you can scorn me and spit at my tribe? So you think you're about me just based on your size?
Shoot up like a star in flames. Can't quite guess
Well, Jay, you guys with the Apologetics Band seem to be in the studio almost every week, cranking out some new editions of our favorite songs from the past. But can you give us an update on what you've been up to?
No way, man. actually, this week, we took a week off because I had a clogged up ear and all the stuff going on with Election Day and all that sort of stuff, because usually we record on Tuesdays. But we have a brand new CD that just came out. We should be playing that on our show soon. And then we have another one that's going to the duplicator probably by either the end of this weekend or next week. So we've been busy with that, and we are always working on all kinds of songs. And we have released a few songs since our last show, in addition to the ones doing here. So the next show, your listeners here, you're going to hear some more news tunes you haven't heard before. So yeah, always busy doing all kinds of stuff, and it is an exciting time. But this next set of songs is we have a number one hit by Survivor called "Eye of the Tiger," number one for 6 weeks in 1982. I remember it well. I was surprised at what a great movie Rocky III was. Anyway, ours is called "I Have to Die First," and it's about Jesus and what he tells his disciples. Then we have "You May Be Bright." It's a parody of "You May Be Right" by Billy Joel. And it talks about the people who are, they talk about election deniers. Well, they're also resurrection deniers. I have a lot more respect for election deniers than I do for resurrection deniers. Anyway, this song addresses that. Then we have a song called "Here I Go Against All I've Known." It's a parody of "Here I Go Again" by Whitesnake, a number one hit for them in 1987. And finally, yet another number one song spoofed from 1980, Another Brick in the Wall Part 2. Our parody is called "Kick in the Wall." We'll be right back.
Apologetics with an X, about to wrap up another week of classics from the past with Christianized lyrics. And Jay, how might our friends keep up to date with everything with the band and maybe purchase some tunes?
Sure. Well, you can just go to our website, Apologetics with an X, like the show. In other words, spell our name, but make sure you put an X on the end, not a C, as APOLOGETIX.com. And that's the best way to keep up with us. You can sign up for the newsletter then. There. You can also go to our Facebook site. Just remember, spell it like the show, Apologetics with an X. And you can get tunes there. You can find our stuff on iTunes and Amazon MP3, Spotify, Pandora. But the largest collection of our stuff, and where you get the CDs, or you can get a USB with everything, that is on the website, apologetics.com. Apologetics with an X. And we're going to close today with two songs from the 90s. See, Jerry's been doing this, and I didn't even notice until now. But our first set today was, we had two new songs. Then we had a second set. It was songs from the 60s. Then we had songs from the 70s. Then we had songs from the 80s. And Jerry has generously extended a hand to those of you fans of music from the 90s. And it's we're going to close today with a number one hit by Coolio with LV called Gangsta's Paradise, which is actually uses a song from Stevie Wonder. Anyway, ours is called Shepherd's Paradise. It's about Psalm 23 and other things about Jesus being the shepherd. And we're going to close finally with a song by Garbage, which also samples an older song by The Clash. The drum beat is from The Clash's song Train in Vain, a.k.a. Stand By Me, a song we spoofed later. Anyway, theirs was called Stupid Girl. Ours is called Stupid World.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear for my life. I realize that God's with me. His rod and staff have been with me so long. He's been keeping me from all the places where I might go wrong. But he's a shepherd, I'm the lamb, and dinner he serves me. Makes me eat it right in front of those who would hurt me. They better not touch, they watch me, but they can't touch me. They do, and they know that they'll be fighting with God. He filleth up my cup till it overflows. It's no joke, come see yourself, see my cup is so full. I'm the kind of sheep that's where the grass is always green. So what does he leads me besides staying there? It's a sweet life. The good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. You can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise. The good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. You can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise.
Look at the declaration our God is making. I will give my own life in exchange for the sheep. And he's got it written down in the good book. Turn the television off a while and take a look. He's a shepherd who is good to everybody in his flock. Chapter 10, verse 11 in the Gospel of John. Yes, the Lord's my shepherd, what could be better? And my home is a mansion in his house forever. Cool, death ain't nothing, so I'll not be afraid. His love and kindness will follow us all the way. Psalm 23 tells you all of this, but there's plenty more. You may even know it, I don't know.
Tell me, why is he so kind to his sheep when we wander away so easily?
Good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. Can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise. The good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks for paradise. Can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise.
Hour is a coming, coming in a while. He will make divisions by his mighty power. Shepherd's gonna come in, divide between the sheep and the goats, and we're all gonna listen. As final words are spoken, he'll say, your goats deserted me while I was poor and needy. A naked, hungry stranger, how did you treat me? I guess they failed, I guess the goats, I guess they flunked. That's why I know I lock it in the sheepfold.
Oh, good shepherd.
Shepherd's paradise. The good shepherd rules my life. I'm giving him the thanks.
for paradise. Can spend eternal life living in the shepherd's paradise.
Tell me, why is he so kind to a sheep when we wander away so easily?
You just wait.